Okay, Horaeus Chaveiro, Simon Nuntes, Sivcha Horaeus Chaveiro La'achar Shloshim Yom. Somebody sees his friend after 30 days. B'hu Chavav Elav Ma'oid. And he loves that friend. U'mikoshiken Adam Shu Gadol Mimenu. And Koshiken was somebody who's bigger than him. Kivayin Aviv Rabbi, like his father or his master. V'sameach, his father or his Rebbe, I'm sorry. V'sameach B'riyosai. And he's happy to see him. Even though he got letters from him, he received letters from him during that year. But so on, since he hasn't seen him, he's still very happy to see him. That's where it's the question is nowadays with pictures and FaceTime, et cetera, then how it goes. And if he sees him after 12 months, Mevarich Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam B'Chayei Meisim. Meshe Nishkach Bin Halev, K'moy Shameis Nishkach L'Achar Yud Beis Chodesh. The same way a mace gets forgotten after 12 months. T'chsiv Nishkach T'Kameis Milev Ayisi K'chlei Ovid. Ma Kli, Mishe Ibir Oysei V'Lein Matzah B'Serach Yud Beis Chodesh M'Siyayish M'Menu, right? Once it's a year, so you're Miyayish. So too a mace also. Av a mace Nishmach Min Halev L'Achar Yud Beis Chodesh. And you don't make Shechiyonu either. But if you got a letter during that within that time, or you heard about that he was doing okay, then I mean, if you don't see somebody for a year, you say Mechayim Mesim. But you don't, and you would not make a Shechiyonu. But if you received correspondence from him within the year, then you would not make, I'm sorry, Mechayim Mesim, Ela Shechiyonu. Vein chilik vein tzchar b'nei kevis, makes no difference if it's males, females. Tafilo ish, hu rayas ishtoi. Even a man saw his wife, a imoy, or his mother, or a chayz, or his sister, or a bita, his daughter, v'chein a isha, she rayas baila, a woman that sees her husband, a yavi, or a father, a chi, or brothers, a b'na, or son, a varchin kain, that's, they make the bracha. Chafal chaver, shalura, ois a meyadam, a friend who you never saw ever, meaning sort of like a pen pal. El shayidei michtavim, she ritu, mizel, zen, nasu, oivim, because they were sharing letters back and forth. If he saw him afterwards, he doesn't make a bracha on the riyav. The kibush shalai hisrael me'olam, ponim upon him, since they never ever saw each other. Ain't have a gadol lekol kach. There's not so much love. She is sameach b'riyav, so they should be happy with the riyav. Tina tava meitav ashir yain. That already we discussed. All right. Okay. Those. It seems like the minig is not because of technology. I think it's because of technology that we don't do these things anymore. So this really should be done in 2 months from now, in Nisan. But all right, that's what we're up to. So if you see trees, fruit trees that start blossoming, I guess would be the word. You only make this bracha once a year. Meaning if you see different trees budding at different times. And if you pushed off making the bracha until the peiros grew, then you can't make it anymore. Meaning once the cutoff is once you see fruit. There are those that say if you're passing a tree and you didn't realize and you looked at it and you didn't make the bracha, shuv lo yivarach, then you can no longer make that bracha. But there are those that disagree. Beis ala zikim, on zikim is a meteor. That's like a shooting star. But the next one, I don't know exactly what the difference is between this and the next one. But you see this thing shooting across the guy by erech hashemayim imakom lemakom, with the length of the shemayim from place to place. Nimshach erech kishavet, and the light shoots out from behind it. V'alakoychav sheyesh leizana v'shevet shel erech, or you see a star that also has some sort of tail that has light. V'alrada sa'aret, that's earthquakes. That's what we're having now. I mean, not exactly. It's very windy, but not. It has to be real extreme wind. And on lightning. And And then you don't make a bracha on kiyum papamachas b'leil. Meaning, if you have shooting stars the whole night, you only make it once. Afal pi shara oed koichav acharotz. Even though you see others, meaning a whole different shooting star, you still don't make a new bracha. Val koichav sheyesh leizonav, and on a whatever, not a different type of star. Kiven sheberach alav ainu mevarach oed. Once you make a bracha on that, you no longer make a bracha. Ella unless you haven't seen for 30 days. So then when you see another shooting star, then you do make the bracha. Valaram, and on thunder, im shamay la'achar shavar ha'barak, if you heard the thunder after the lightning, right, that the strength and his gvura is full of the world. But let's say you saw the lightning and the thunder at the same time. Mevarach rak bracha achas oisem ma'aseh bereishis. You just make oisem ma'aseh bereishis. Chayin beruch ala barak oisem ma'aseh bereishis. Pesach kedei dibur la barak nishma haram. And within tachy kedei dibur of it, you hear the lightning. I'm sorry, you hear the thunder after seeing the lightning. Ain it sorach the baruch alav. You don't have to make a bracha. Ki nifta bebracha shala barak. You already yaitze with your bracha on the. Lightning. So you see from all this that it's quite complicated which is the proper bracha to make by thunder and lightning. Those then, that's probably from the most common of all these brachas that are made, but people unfortunately don't know the halachas and they end up saying the wrong brachas and they get confused. And this next line is the one that really causes problems. Ein mevarchan ala barak oy ala ram. You do not make a bracha on thunder or on lightning. Ela toik de dibur. It has to be within toik de dibur, which is approximately 2 seconds. But if you took longer than that, then you can no longer make a bracha. So if the thunder happens, then you say, was that thunder or was that a chair moving? Okay, if you even thought that for 2 seconds, you're already out. Right? Now the bracha has to start by then. It doesn't have to be finished within 2 seconds. Then it would be impossible. But you really have to be on your toes to do it. And you have to, because if you're not sure, then wait for the next one and then do it then. As long as the clouds didn't dissipate, then your bracha, your nifta with one bracha, meaning one bracha and that's it. Meaning don't say any more. The spazer of him, but once the clouds go away, and the sky gets clear. Whether it's stopped for thunder or stop lightning, then you have to make a new bracha. Meaning, if the storm cleared and then it came back, or a different storm came back, and lightning that they see without thunder, because of the heat, they're not like lightning. That's, I think, what we call heat lightning. That's not considered real lightning. That's the bracha on a rainbow, right? Also, listakel harbe b'keshes, you're not allowed to be mistakel harbe by keshes. That's an important terminology. You're allowed to look at a rainbow. You just shouldn't stare at it, harbe, right? So what you do is you look at it, and then you make the bracha, and that's it. Hey, alayamim, on rivers, on oceans, I'm sorry, and on mountains, high mountains, and for some machmas gavam, and they're well known because of their height. You make the bracha oisa ma'aseh bereishis. The most two common questions that I've spoken to Paiskim about making a bracha is Niagara Falls, because it's water, and which the Paiskim say you do not make a bracha on that because it's not an ocean, and Grand Canyon, which is also not a mountain. So the Paiskim, I always thought the Paiskim say not to. I met somebody in Arizona a couple of weeks ago who told me, he asked one of the Gedolei Paiskim, and he said that you do make a bracha of Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis on the Grand Canyon, but it's not a mountain, so I'm not exactly sure. I'm not exactly sure why he paskin that way. But usually most Paiskim do not say you can't. It has to fit into the parameters. So high mountains, you would make, but that's it. Okay, everybody should have a fine night. As of now, I know we brought up the other day that we might change.